everyone. Scarlett Stone here in the Julieland universe, and I'm joined by Audrey Bitani.
Hi.
Hi.
She's like looking at me. I guess that's my part.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. We got some champagne here.
Finally met each other.
I know. And we're joined by Dickie.
Yes, that's me.
Hey. Taking a swig of champ. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be one of my favorite podcasts because we're talking about Britney Spears.
This is Battle of the Bee.
And
can you handle it?
I can.
And if any of you know, I mean, I love Britney. I did a post about her. It was called If Britney Spears Were a Porn Star. And
if Britney Spears were a porn star, I have to read that because I said a few things about Britney Spears and her.
And I think you were actually mentioned in it.
Was I?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I think
it must have been really great.
It was something like along the lines of you could finally have sex with one of your favorite idols.
Brit?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love it.
So yeah, tell me a little bit about your passion for Britney, why you love her. I want to hear it all. Just lay it on the line.
I love Brit because she's like a train wreck and then always pulls it together. Like, who can shave their head like that, beat a car with an umbrella, have like chin acne, shave your head, look like hell, and then like still shake it like she does?
Yeah.
Honestly, reminds me of me.
Yeah.
Minus the pimples and the shaved head. Except I still look like a supermodel.
Now, I always know that there's some sort of debate going on between whether or not people like Britney circa 1990s or Britney now. And I feel like for the most part, people like her from the 90s, but you really can't go back in time and bring her back. So how do you feel about the fact that she is very different now? She's a different performer.
I like her old song. I don't know. I go back. I mean, depends.
What's your favorite song?
What is your favorite? That's one of my questions. You stole one of my questions.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm just
joking.
What's
your favorite song?
Well, are you going to be quiet? Sorry. Well, give it to me. What's my favorite Britney Spears song?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't even listen to her, really.
Oh my God.
That's how much I love her.
I don't need to.
It's deeper than that.
I don't need to listen to her.
No, my favorite Britney Spears song, I don't know, because whenever I like a song with any artist, I just like kill it. I'll listen to it like three times in a row, like on the treadmill at the gym every day.
Britney, whenever I'm working out lately, it's been Scream and Shout. I've been listening to that.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, guess what? It's ready to play on my iTunes. Oh, look at that. Wow, what a strange coincidence.
Yeah. No, I don't even listen to her, really. I just like that she's like a train wreck.
You just like her, but not so much her musical career.
First of all, it's a good thing that she doesn't like the music because she
has... Oh my God, stop.
No, because she has the worst taste in music. Like, she has no taste in
music. Pearl Jam.
I didn't say anything
about Nirvana.
That Nirvana.
So what do you...
Whatever.
What do you,
Nirvana stuff.
What do you listen to then?
Lil Wayne. No, I don't know. I don't know.
She listens to Pandora.
Yeah.
She listens to Pandora, whatever they play.
But you don't listen to Britney. This is really...
No.
This is breaking my heart.
No, she does, because you play Britney.
Breaking my heart.
Shooting. There's Britney on. I hear Britney when we shoot.
Because that's the only thing you won't yell to.
What are you playing when we were listening to it? What song is that?
No. Oh. The Big Fat Bass. We have many videos of me singing that to you.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
You did meet Britney.
I did meet Britney.
Yeah, please. Okay, share that because I heard it was a disappointment, which so I wish I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I love her.
Ow, you wrote a blog about that.
I did.
Yes.
Originally I was supposed to meet her in Chicago, but then due to weather, they canceled the flight, so I didn't get to meet her. And then one of my friends knew like how crushed I was that we weren't able to do that. So it was either the second to last or the last concert of her tour of the
Femme Fatale.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
So we went to
yeah.
Can I throw this at her?
No.
No, and then so I flew all the way to the Dominican Republic to see her.
Are you serious? I didn't know you went all the way there.
Yeah. Oh. Did you read my blog?
It only takes like a minute to read her blog.
Scarlett who? Scarlett's gone? No. So, Britt. Oh, and she's just it was just... I got drunk like four times before it was actually time to meet her. And so I was just like a little bitter after that.
Did you say anything to her? You were waiting.
She wouldn't even, I'll show you the picture on my computer. Like she used such or it was her aunt, I think, that was giving the tour. And so they, okay, so you think you're going to go meet somebody and whatever. So it was at 5 o'clock. The concert's at 10:30 or 11. So we're drinking. We're like, oh my God, we're going to meet Britney, drinking in
so
line.
So excited.
Get drunk. And then we find out like, no, you have to wait here. And then, oh, we're going to show you Britney's costumes. I'm like, I don't really care about Britney's costumes.
Are you kidding me? No, I would die to see all that shit.
No.
Oh my God. Can I just say, she had holes
in her costumes. They're showing us, they're like, oh yeah, this handcrafted. I'm like, you're right. Yeah.
Oh my God, Britt.
No, and she didn't even paint her nails. I was like, Britt, I got a manicure to see you, and you're like shaking your ass for 30,000 people, and you didn't hook up your nails. Like, I don't even understand that. That's what a disappointment. And I looked beat in the picture, but honestly, if it was me or her, it'd definitely be me.
You went through this long tour.
Oh my God.
And then what happened?
No, it was literally like a 5-hour ordeal. And then so like I'm good for like 20 minutes when I'm drunk.
And that's pushing me.
Give or take 10.
Give or take 19. So, all right, go ahead.
I don't know.
And then you met him?
Oh, no. So I was like tired. So I like had these amazing tickets. And I'm like, fuck, I've already seen this concert. What a letdown. So I like went home like early and played. I played Catch in my room.
When you actually met her? Like that's
she was so
what
scared. She didn't say hi to you. She didn't look you in the eye. It was
What'd
so weird.
What'd she do?
I'm like, dude, I meet creepers like all day and I'm still more personable than she could ever like drum up. You can't bring your purse. Like, what are you gonna do? Shank Britney? Like, we're like 13-year-old girls are like, hey guys, like, yeah, you know, harmless. And she was just, she wouldn't even look at you, didn't say hi, didn't anything.
And in the
picture of me and her, I just
is
like,
she like super awkward.
She's all scared, freaking out. Yeah, but me, I'm like 5 hours. I'm definitely copping to feel. I've seen the concert before.
But you do understand, like I told you at the time too, it's like these are called meet and greets. They do.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not like somebody who's like thinking she's gonna be like, oh my God, I'm so happy you love me or anything elaborate. I'm not like
but I'm just saying the meet and greets.
You can say hi and look somebody in the eye and either shake their hand. She was not down for any of it.
You have to see her body language.
She oh my God, get my Louis Vuitton computer bag.
No, not right now.
No, so you can, she can see the picture and she'll see how awkward she is.
No,
honestly,
I have seen way too many awkward photos and videos of her.
There you go.
All right, what?
Focus.
No.
Focus. Okay, we're talking about Britney here.
Communication.
Britney.
Yeah.
My question to you is like,
yes, please. Why do you ask me a question?
No.
Stop for a second.
No.
I have a question to you. I want to know, like, why Britney?
Because we love her.
I really have thought about this because whenever I mention how much I love her, people always ask me why, because they're sort of like dumbfounded
that I have so much
love for her, that I've seen so many of her concerts multiple times, have all of her posters and t-shirts. I love her because I was 12 when she first started and when she came out. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to some CD store when those still existed. And I had asked someone, like, do you have Britney Spears CD? And and I'm never going to forget this. They said, I don't know who Britney Spears is. This is when she first started. They had no idea who she was.
Right.
Got the CD. And ever since then, I feel like I've just been like growing up with her. Yeah, she's gone a little crazy, a little wacko, but I love her. I love her. I've grown up with her.
Yeah, but why? Because they told you they don't have her CD?
No, that was just a little anecdote to show that.
But do you like the music though?
Music?
Okay. No, her lyrics performances. Suck, though, honestly,
no, I know. I love it.
They're
though.
So cheesy. Come on, maybe back in the day.
If you're a true diehard Britney fan,
no, I'm a true stoner, so I pick everything apart. And when I'm stoned, and I'm like, this bitch, let me write something for her. Here we go.
Yeah, you right. You can't.
Hold on. I feel a flow coming on.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not now.
I know.
She likes to freestyle her rap.
Oh my god.
So if you
were to write something for Britney, what would it sound like?
Oh my god. No, you can't put me on the spot like that.
Well, I just did, girl. Get with it.
No, Chris knows I'm good.
Something. Okay, first of all.
No, first of all, I'm not writing music for her because she's just like, ugh. Like, you have two kids.
I cannot believe this.
Oh, you can't be dirty and you can't
her.
Be like.
I love her regardless.
No,
I still love her
and I watch The X Factor.
Which talk about awkward expressions.
Okay, hold on. No. Why does Demi Lovato look better than Britney Spears? Britney, you can
Demi's
be a lazy
hot.
Bitch.
Demi's
like,
hot.
You can pay people to make you pretty.
I know.
And like, well, I think know that, but I do.
She has like no sense of style. She's like
She ended up looking really great right at the end.
Oh, yeah.
You don't watch any of that? And people are probably saying like, Audrey, you don't watch any of your porns?
No, but no. I watch some of X Factor this year. And actually, I think I told you.
You like, actually told me you loved her at one point.
I know.
No, you texted me that night.
She's all like bitter and angry and like she's all like mean and shit. And I thought like, oh, cool. Like she's not this idiot.
No.
And I thought Demi was actually kind of cute.
And then she started to get nice and a little like docile as the show went on.
Like the Xana
whatever.
You're a frigid bitch.
I just love her.
I get the. We know that.
Love Britney doing Britney impressions. I love.
All right, do a Britney impression.
Okay.
Didn't you do a school project?
I did. Okay, yeah. When I went to UCLA, I did the school project where I took all of her hit songs. I removed the music and the lyrics, so all it was left is like when she makes the breathing sounds and when she talks.
Uh-huh.
And then
she has a sexy, like dirty girl voice.
She's
for that.
So fucking dirty.
I
performed the whole thing in front of all these people. I was wearing a little tiara and like Marilyn Monroe dress,
uh-huh.
And I had to memorize like 7 songs and everything that she says and breathes and talks and laughs, because you know she goes. She goes,
no, that's, but that's what I love about her. She's like a really like dirty fucking.
She has this laugh. She goes, it's like so creepy. It's like that, you know? And she goes, I see you. I just want to dance with you. And that's when she laughs. She goes,
I believed it.
Let's dance right now.
Take me, Chris.
And then she's like,
Dick
in this box. She goes. I just love her.
Baby,
I just
what's
love
your
her.
Number? Baby.
And the guy goes, is that, what's your number?
Baby.
I was talking about your sleep number.
Baby.
All right, so can we
so
wrap
what?
This Brittany
no,
up?
Rap,
in conclusion.
You always sound bitter. You're the one who like made this happen.
These things are not supposed to be an hour long.
No, well, they're 2 hours long.
They.
We're doing a double. Did you notice? Did you feel it? For those
if
lips.
If we are going to wrap this up.
No, we're not
we
wrapping
gonna
anything
wrap this up.
Don't listen to him.
Why don't we say be continued?
No. I won.
She just loves being here. She loves being in the Julianne universe. She loves talking about Britney.
This is my universe.
Julio, calm down.
Julio, what?
All right. Let's wrap this up.
Okay. All right. So.
In conclusion, Britney sucks.
Okay.
In conclusion.
Hey, guys, shut up. This is my show. So this is my show. So this
Anything
is what I'm going to say.
It's mine.
This is what I'm going to say. Scarlett has to say right now. I love Britney. I'm always going to be there for her. She can follow me on Twitter. It's Scarlett_Stone. Tweet me, girl.
Where do we follow Audrey?
Audrey, how do we follow you?
How do we follow me? People ask them, like, what's your email address? I'm like, hold on.
We follow Audrey at Audrey Bertani X.
I know. Let's get rid of the X, though.
Yeah, let's turn it into a question mark.
No. For now, what is it?
For now,
so we can follow you.
Whatever.
On Twitter.
and Dickie. I think I'm going to start calling you that.
No, Dickie's don't call
at
him
Dick
that.
Avery or at Julie Land or at a million other things.
Right. Yeah. And I'm thinking that I'm going to start writing some more Britney posts, maybe Please. One or two more. And you can find us all at Julie Land. Audrey yep. has her new site here. So we Thank will talk you. To you all soon. Bye.